This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHBR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico. Welcome to our Thursday night music show. It's all built around your song and artist requests. And I just want to say, we have been getting so much positive feedback about these Thursday music shows. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your thoughts. And truly, we hope this is helping you feel just a bit more connected in this moment of isolation. And thank you for feeding the beast by sending in your music requests. Don't stop doing that. Keep them coming. We need to fill another show next Thursday. You can request a song anytime. Email it to us at nhcalling@nhpr.org or leave a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Voicemails are great because we play them on the air. Again, that number is 603-513-7700. All right. As has become a long-standing tradition, NHPR's Morning Edition host Rick Ganley is with me.
Hey, Jack.
Rick, it's so good to have you here.
Great to be back. Thank you. And like you said, listeners are encouraging us.
Yes.
So if you keep encouraging us, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, that's all we need. It's just
right.
The tiniest bit of encouragement.
It doesn't take much.
So let me tell you, the way we structured this show is really fun. So Monday night, this past Monday night, we did a show where we, acknowledging the fact that we can't see much or any live music right now, and
yeah.
It's getting to be warm weather. It's
yeah.
What we want to do.
I know
you feel it, right?
I do.
We asked people to call in with their favorite live performance memories, and so we had this like highlight reel of music history, everything from Elvis, somebody who saw Elvis, to everything you could imagine,
yeah.
Especially like the greats. And so then what happened was our incredible Uber producer, Emily Quirk, tracked down live performances of many of those artists.
Those actual shows, in some cases.
In some cases, yeah. Those actual shows.
That's how good she is.
That's how good.
All right,
she just knows it. Look at her over
yeah.
there. She knows it. So that's what this show is going to be. It's going to be all live music.
It's our double live album is what this is.
This is our double. This is the moment you and I have been waiting
yes,
for.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
So it's amazing. And I have just one tiny thing. I was sort of expecting that we'd get one or two calls about like, oh, I was at this greatest show ever back in the 60s or, these iconic moments. We had so many people, like, I would say the show was dominated by people who happened to be there for iconic moments in music history. It was so cool.
And we got a good audience.
We got a good audience.
Yeah.
We do.
You guys have taste.
And speaking of taste, this is why we invite you in.
Yeah, I get to
pick
out the
off.
First track. And, last week I mentioned how Steely Dan was one of my big memories. Of all the shows I've been to, all the, promotional events that I got access to, the one I remember best was being out in the lawn watching Steely Dan play. So I thought I'd start off the show with some live Steely Dan, something a crowd favorite, but it features a great horn section, a fantastic bunch of players. This is Steely Dan back from 93. Their official live release, I think, was called Alive in America. Reeling in the Years from Steely Dan on New Hampshire Calling from NHPR.
We got emails rolling in right now. We've got Jeff from Barrington saying, one that still stands out to me was my first concert ever. I went to the Mecca Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1979. We saw our favorite band, Kiss, and were absolutely blown away at the spectacle of it all. I was 12 and will never forget that show.
Yeah. Do you have to watch?
Can't hear ya. Sad.
Oh man, that was so good.
That was so good. He gave it to him at the end too.
He did. Oh man, so that was Prince, of course, live at Paisley Park in 1999. That was requested by a listener in Dover. That was from Jeremy. Thank you so much, Jeremy. And Rick, as always, let's reflect for just a brief moment. We went from Deuce by Kiss to Kiss by Prince.
Ah, yeah, see? That's art.
That's right. Yeah, Emily Quirk just shrugs it off. This is just what she does.
Yeah.
She makes people happy.
So it's a Steely Dan in there and Kiss, and then Kiss. Well, Prince.
Yeah.
Which I was just telling you, I had a chance to see Prince back in the 80s and I didn't do it. Big regret in my life.
Yeah.
Big regret.
It's an understandable regret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening and you're liking what you're hearing, but you've got a song that you want us to play, you want to get into the mix here, email us your song request at nhcalling@nhpr.org or leave a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Tell us why that song's special to you. Again, the voicemail number is 603-513-7700. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. More music in a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. This, of course, is our Thursday night music show, and this week we're tweaking things. We're doing it just a little bit differently. We had a show on Monday where we asked our listeners to call in and email in and tell us about the most memorable concerts they ever attended, and did they ever respond? And then our producer, Emily Quirk, tracked down live performances by those very artists. So if you've got a song that you want to hear on this show next Thursday or the Thursday after that, because we're going to be doing this for a while, get it on our playlist. Call us at any time at 603-513-7700. Again, it's 513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Rick Anley is here with me.
Hey, Jack.
Hello. Hello. We got good music coming up.
Yeah.
The thing I like about this is it sort of puts you back in the mindset of whatever live show meant something to you, which is so different from listening to an album.
It is. It's a completely different experience. I kind of miss gearing up for a show, you know, that kind of prep. You know, the week or so before a show, you're kind of anticipating it. Maybe you're talking with friends and, you know, you're getting ready for it. You can't wait to kind of have that communal experience. And, you know, you're listening to songs, your favorite albums from that artist, and as you gear up for it. And it's just, I miss that feeling. I miss that anticipation, you know?
Yeah. And then you get in and it's like the lights and, you know, you have a show where you make eye contact with the artist, right? Or those little moments that you share a moment with somebody that you haven't met.
A fellow fan. Yeah. That adrenaline rush too when they hit the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I miss it.
And clearly listeners are missing it too, because we got all of these amazing calls at our show on Monday night. A lot that really made me laugh, including this one.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So I am working at home remotely, but I love your show. I love listening to it every night.
Thank you.
And
I'm so glad to hear that.
I just called in to say that when I was an undergrad, I used to hang out with Bonnie Raitt back in the 70s. She was just starting off and doing concerts in college cafeterias and stuff. And so I would get on stage with Bonnie Raitt with a little bottle of whiskey. It was awesome, and so that's how I got hooked on Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
child has grown old. Dreams were thunder, lightning was desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold. Flow back like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. Just a hard way to go. Kitchen. I can hear them buzzing, but I ain't done nothing since I woke up today.
How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Let's go to Claude in Milford.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Great. The best show I ever saw was Bob Marley at the Apollo in New York. It was almost a religious experience. And shortly before his death, you know, not too long before his death, I mean, you know, with No Women, No Cry, Redemption Song, you know, it was just unbelievable, unbelievable.
Woman, the bride.
More people on the line. Let's go to Tim in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my call. This is wonderful. Just so you know, okay, I was front row for Janice at Keene State College. She was dancing, of course, like crazy right in front of me and everything. I put my hands on the stage because it almost looked like she was inviting me to come up and dance with her. And she goes, no, they'll throw your ass out of here. Oh, excuse me, your butt out of here.
I used to know. Sorry.
Oh, Janis Joplin live in 1970 with Maybe. Before that, Bob Marley from 1972, No Woman, No Cry. And before that, of course, John Prine and Bonnie Raitt together singing Angel from Montgomery. Rick Ganley, of anyone, I think Janis Joplin is number one on my list for people I would have loved to see sing live.
I can't imagine it wouldn't have been a completely remember. I can't imagine it wouldn't have been a totally major show to remember. You could not have come away from that and not remember every aspect of it, I bet.
Yeah, and we actually had multiple people call in to say that they saw Janis Joplin.
No kidding.
Yeah, like two or three, I can't remember, but somebody saw Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix on the same night. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I would give anything to be there. But
and it was probably a cheap date at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, she said it was like,
she said
it was about $7. Yeah. I think she said, I remember thinking $7 was a lot to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's amazing to me to hear those stories about people who saw these icons back in the day. These icons had such short careers when you think about it.
Yeah, unreal.
Hendrix and Joplin, I mean, really just, you know, they were at that peak for maybe 3 or 4 years, really.
Yes, yeah. And somebody like Jimi Hendrix, they're still new albums.
Yeah.
There's still new Jimi Hendrix albums, and I feel like there's one every couple of years, you know?
Yep.
Ah, well. It's good music. It's good music,
yeah.
And it's all thanks
to the recordings.
All thanks to our wonderful listeners. Get your request in to New Hampshire Calling's Thursday night music show. Leave us a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Tell us the memory if you leave that voicemail. What's the song remind you of? Did you see that person? Does it make you think of someone special? Again, the number is 603-513-7700, or email your song request to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Stay with us. We are back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about helping each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. This is our Thursday night music show, and this time around, we are honoring the live music we all miss by playing you live versions of your song requests. We'll be back here with a music show next week, too, on Thursday, so get us your request now. Call and leave a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Have you heard me say that number enough? I'll say it again, 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. And of course, with me is the inimitable Rick Ganley. Once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jack. I look forward to this every week.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Good time. And it's so many good requests. I mean, we won't be able to get all of them, I know, but we get some great emails and some great voicemails. Got a good email about something local. This is from Suzanne. She says, I was at the Bob Weir Show at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom the day Jerry died. It was quite a scene inside and out, as you can imagine. It was very emotional. The music was amazing. Peace, love, and music, says Suzanne. Well, Suzanne, I don't think you can say it any better than that. So here's Rat Dog. This is from the actual show that Suzanne saw back in August of 95 at the casino. Bob Weir covering the Beatles. It's Blackbird. You're on New Hampshire Calling from NHPR.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Oh, you're alive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. Oh, you lie. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Green Sally down, Green Sally Baker, Possum Brown. Green Sally up, Green Sally down, Green Sally Baker, Possum Brown. Well, he jumped so high, touched the sky. He didn't come back till the 4th of July. Green Sally up, Green Sally down. Green Sally make her possum brown. Green Sally up, Green Sally down. Green Sally make her possum brown. See that house on the hill? That's where me and my baby live. Nail that possum to the tree and keep me buzzing like a bumblebee. Green Sally up, ha! Green Sally down. Green Sally make her possum brown. Green Sally up, Green Sally down. Green Sally make her possum brown. Hallaboo, crackaboo, 10, 11. People must be done. Twinkle, twinkle, 21. One salt, two salt, zigazals, oh. Bobtail, Dominico, Dido, Dog, oh. Hellum, scalum, Virgin Mary, Ike to my link town, bud. Come on. One reach, two reach, hickory, seven. Hallaboo, crackaboo, 10, 11. People must be done. Twinkle, twinkle, 21. Song, two songs, sing a song, so Bobtail, Dominico, Dido, Dado. Hail 'em, scale 'em, Virgin Mary, Ike to my big town boy. Sally bake her possum brown. Green Sally up, Green Sally down. Green Sally bake her.
Come on guys, help us out.
Green Sally up, Green Sally down.
That was a band out of Charleston, South Carolina, called Ranky Tanky, and they were requested by Catherine, who was listening from South Sutton. She wrote us an email earlier this week, and this is what she said. I enjoy your program and how you are building community through our sharing of music and favorite songs. Music is such a gift for us during this pandemic. And Rick, I love when people are sending in these bands that I've never heard of. Ranky Tanky's a new one for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd never heard that before. So thanks for the education.
Thanks for the education. Yeah. So Rick, you are going to close the show out for us tonight.
Me?
You're going to set up you alone. Sound good?
All right.
Okay, well, let's move on to the credits then. Thank you for being here, Rick. It's always a pleasure having you. I love
Thanks, Jack.
You on these Thursday shows. We want to include your voice and your song requests on next Thursday's music show here on New Hampshire Calling. So get us your request now. Call us and leave a voicemail at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Or email that request to nhcalling@nhpr.org. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk. Thanks to her again for tracking down all of those live recordings for this week's show. That was a lot of work. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. Remember, we are all in this together. And now I leave you with the dulcet tones of Rick Antley.
Thank you, Jack. One last song. We've got time for one last request tonight. Grace Potter in the Nocturnals, requested by Lisa Rucker in Brookline, Vermont. This is Stop the Bus, live from Skowhegan, Maine, back in 2006 on New Hampshire Calling.